Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of Aligned and Soulful Success, where I dive into topics so that you can have a purposeful and profitable business aligned with your soul without the hustle. And this week, I'm continuing my series on the inner game of entrepreneurship, where I'm going to talk about one way that you can easily improve your mindset as an entrepreneur. So let's dive in. So Jim Rohn says that you are the sum of the five people that you surround yourself with. So now you may have heard this quote and thought about it and wondered, well, what exactly does this mean? How does that actually impact how I succeed in the world or how I show up in the world? So today I'm going to talk more about that and more how that is the one thing that you can do to improve your mindset as an entrepreneur is by surrounding yourself with people that are uplifting, that are doing things that you want to do or aspire to do, that are encouraging, that have that kind of outlook on the world that is positive, that possibilities and opportunities, right? So doesn't I'm not talking about this idea of toxic positivity where you're always happy, because that's not real, right? It's really important to be around people that are supportive when you're going through challenges as well, while also encouraging you to be able to move through those challenges and get to whatever the next level is of your goals and desires in your life, right? Whether it's your personal life or your business. So I'm going to talk about why who you surround yourself is important. In a prior episode, I did talk about community, and I discussed community and why community is important. So this is kind of an addition to that, because this is more about how it impacts you in an inner landscape. Okay, so the first reason that the five people you surround yourself with influences your mindset is because they can model what's possible. Okay, so let me talk about that. So model what's possible. If you're surrounding yourself with people that have achieved certain goals in their life and really don't have much more aspirations than that, or are stuck at a certain level, you may have conversations, right, about, well, this is kind of how it is, may or may not. But oftentimes, our subconscious mind will pick up on what is actually possible for me, right? So when you see people that have a level of success that you desire or have something that you would want in your life, you can go into jealousy and comparison and envy, or you can say, well, get inspired by it and actually say, well, how can I do that for myself? How can I create that for myself? Or you can also say, well, that's possible for them, and list all the reasons why it's possible for them and not possible for you, and just stay where you are. You can make excuses for why that's not possible for you, right? And we can convince ourselves of anything, really, right? Our brain will look for evidence of whatever we want to believe. So if you're surrounding yourself with people that have moved forward, have created some things that you want to create as an entrepreneur, have created businesses or are working toward those businesses, it can be an inspiration to move you forward because you see that it's possible. And when they're the people that you surround yourself, spend the most time with, then there's the idea that, okay, it feels more tangible, more attainable because it's the people that you surround yourself versus someone out there, right? So if you were looking, let's say, not to be cliche, but if you were looking at, say, Oprah, right? Then if you looked at her, there could be a sense for a lot of people that, I don't hang out with Oprah. She achieved that level of success. That's just not possible for me. So it's so far from where you're at. That also creates the sense of it's not possible. And it's really not in your sphere of influence. It's not what you see on a regular basis, right? So those people that you surround yourself with are giving you subconscious messages of what is possible. So that's one way that who you surround yourself with, the five people you spent the most time with, influence your mindset. Okay. And so the second thing is beliefs. What do you believe about the world, about what's possible, about your business, about raising kids, if you're raising kids? What do you believe? Do you believe that you're at the mercy of everything around you? What are your beliefs? So our beliefs come from our conditioning, and the conditioning comes from our experiences in childhood. It comes from what we fill our brains with on a regular basis. And it also comes from our community and our surroundings. So if you look at the community you grew up in, the people you grew up with, the beliefs that they have, that is most likely what you believe as well. And the thing with that is we think the world is that way. And unless we work to uncover those subconscious beliefs, we just think that's how the world is. Okay. If you are willing to do the work to uncover those beliefs and those that conditioning, then you're able to see that, oh, that was just something that I learned. The world doesn't have to be exactly that way. I've made decisions on how I'm going to show up and what's possible for me based on all that conditioning, right? And so what we tend to do is believe something, find evidence that that is true, and then pick people that have similar beliefs that we do, right? So it's like a confirmation loop. Okay, that we create for ourselves. And then we believe that all of that is true. So if the five people that you surround yourself, you spend the most time with, that you surround yourself by, believe certain things, and you believe those same things, the chances of you moving past that are small, unless you do some work, right? And then you may feel the desire to shift who you spend the most time with, okay? So that is another reason that shifting your mindset by the people that you surround yourself is a step in, I would say, an easier step to improve your mindset, because it happens subconsciously. It happens by just listening, by just the conversations, right? So that's why I say and use the word easily, okay? Okay, and then the other thing is the topics that you talk about. What are the topics that you talk about when you meet these people? So the people that you call the most, the people that you spend the time with, what are the topics of discussion? Do you talk about the news? Do you talk about what you're working on and the excitement of that? Do you talk about your children? Do you talk about how bad the world is? What is it that you talk about? Okay. And so the topics that you talk about with the people that you surround yourself with are also influencing your mindset, and they're influencing consciously and subconsciously. Okay. So then if you're saying, well, these are the people that I know, I've worked on my subconscious mind, I know this conditioning, maybe you can change the dialogue in the five people that you spend the most time with. Change the topics. Change it to the topics that can help all of you grow and be better versions of yourself, right? What are those topics? What are the things that you want to talk about, right? And you can bring those, and you can be the influence on your group, and then they can take that, and then they can bring more things, right? More ideas, more insights for you. So the topics you talk about with these five people are going to influence your mindset. Okay. And the next thing, right, is the fourth thing is how you spend your free time. Okay. So most of us have responsibilities, we have businesses or work, and then we have free time. So how do you spend that free time? Most likely with some of these five people, right? And so what do you do in your free time, right? And then of course, we talked about what do you talk about when you do these things, okay? So I'm curious, Have you thought about what you spend and what you do during your free time? And is it something that you value really? Is that how you really want to spend your time? Or is it something that you've just always done? The people that you hang out with will influence how you spend your free time. So asking yourself, is that the way I want to spend my time? And how you spend your free time is then filling your brain with more information, right? And then influences your mindset even more. Okay. And so then the fifth way that the people you surround yourself influence your mindset is how they view entrepreneurship. How do they view entrepreneurship? So one of the challenges that I've spoken with other women, particularly entrepreneurs, is that we can often not be taken seriously by our friends because they assume that we have all this time and we're sitting around all day, right? And especially because a lot of us work from home, that it's not really serious, right? It's kind of like a hobby, right? I remember when I just started my business, people telling me, oh, it's so good that you have a way to pass your time, right? And sometimes some of our friends, they mean well, but they don't understand this journey and can often be an influence to for you to question why you're doing this, okay? And so it can be the sense of isolation because you want to talk about something going on in your business, but you're not sure if they would understand, or you talk about it and they actually are really not interested or not really, they really don't really get it. And so there could be a lot of challenges if you're an entrepreneur or choose to cultivate even an entrepreneurial mindset, but the people around you don't have that. Okay. So I want to be very clear and say that I'm not saying that you need to only surround yourself with people that are aspiring to better things and that are entrepreneurs and have to have a certain way of looking at the world. What I'm saying is, who do you spend the most time with? And if the people you spend the most time with, be honest with yourself, are not living the ways that you want to live, don't have the same values necessarily that you have, or even or have the things that working towards or have the same kind of outlook on life, the way that you want to see the world, then I'm wondering if it would be beneficial to start to open up that your circle to include more people that are working towards similar things that you have. Okay, and that's the value of the people you spend the most time with, right? So you keep your friends. I'm not telling you to leave your friends. I'm telling you to make sure that you're spending a good amount of time surrounding yourself with people that are going to lift you up, that are going to inspire you to move forward and be better. Okay, and I'm just going to review the five ways that the top five people that you spend the most time with influences your mindset, okay, and how you can easily change that by starting to surround yourself with people that are where you want to be. Okay, so one, they're your model to see what's possible with those people. Two, the beliefs that you have as a group of what is acceptable, what's normal, beliefs about the world and how the world works. Three, the topics that you discuss together. Four, how you spend your free time. And five, are they entrepreneurs? And do they understand your journey? And are they supportive of entrepreneurship, even if they're not on the entrepreneurial journey? And so if you are not surrounded by people that are encouraging and positive and all the things that I mentioned, that will influence your mindset. So the way that I'm recommending for you to influence your mindset easily is by surrounding yourself with people that are, in those places that you want to be and believe what you want to believe. And so I would love to hear from you. What did you receive from this episode? I'd love if you could send me and contact me with one takeaway or one action that you're going to take with surrounding yourself with people that lift you up. And so in the spirit of the number five, I have a free gift for you. So if you haven't received this gift, it's really valuable. And it's in this guide. I talk about five common mistakes that empathic entrepreneurs make that keep them playing small. And I really go into that. And I also talk about the solutions. It's not just about the mistakes. So you will receive something of value. I will have the link available in the show notes so that you can receive that gift. Until next week, take good care. Bye.